Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Turn my ring. Turn my ring.
We come to you in the name of your son, Jesus. We ask that you look upon us one by one, name by name. Pray that you will touch us today and let your spirit move upon us, O Lord. Have your way and let your will be done today, O Lord. We are seeking to please you and we want your will to be done in our lives. We ask that you look upon us, O Lord, and everything that's not like you. We ask that you move it out of our lives, that we might be able to serve you in the beauty of holiness and to be free in thy spirit. Help us today, O Lord. We want to be saved. We want to go through. We want to endure unto the end. We need your help. We need strength today. We want to go through, O Lord. Help us to make this journey. Help us to go through, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover today, O Lord. Wash away sins and everything that's not like you. Help us to draw closer to you and to consecrate our lives to you. The more we pray, Lord, that you will look upon every listener tonight, that you will touch and bless, that you will move upon them, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, save, oh Lord, heal and deliver, forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Look on your people, those who are sick, those who are in their bodies. Touch and heal, oh Lord. Oh my God, we know you got the power. We know thou art a deliverer. We pray that you have mercy today, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. We ask that you have mercy on them, that you draw them unto you. Help them to give their lives to you. Bless in a special way. Send your word and send your anointing. Look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to bless and have your way. Let your will be done tonight. We pray this prayer, O Lord, in thy precious name. And we are thankful for all that you have done for us, for keeping us another day, allowing us to come together one more time to lift up the name of Jesus and to promulgate the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help us today, O Lord. Help us to be thankful unto you and bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we pray that you go with us and stand by us, ever lead us on to victory, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Thank God for that opening prayer coming to the name of Maybell, and good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and the promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And we do believe in praying to God for all, because you can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. And we invite you to worship, join us in worshiping and praising God. And right now we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 18th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. Again, it's the 18th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and a high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hill moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Thank God for doing those words. The 18th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 10th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address, P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you're clergy and you're feeling bold, you want to have remarks after the word, you have an encouraging word you'd like to share, a song you'd like to sing, a testimony you'd like to give, feel free to call us and be live with us on the air at 551 241 6677. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Mabel Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-373-5995, and that access code is 565-2166. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. And Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoogs teams up with Avengers Lynette Bradley each night on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the sins that are on our prayer list. We're praying for Erica Hameen, Zion, Judea, and David Hameen, my niece and my nephew, the Breed Ingram Soul family, Dr. Betty Ingram Soul, praying for her family, the Breed Terrell family, Sean Howard and his mother, Arnell William, Breed Jones family, W.L. and the Breed Turner family, the Breed Edwin family, Mrs. Joel Potter and the Breed Paulder family, A.D., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, all of the Breed families, and all of those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now, we're going to ask Evangelist Mabel, wouldn't you mind just coming back and delivering some powerful words of encouragement and introducing our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this broadcast, and I thank God for the prayer, for the word of God that was read. And I'm telling you, this is a psalm of David, how he sang after the Lord delivered him from his enemies. He sang unto the Lord. And that's the way it is. When God delivered you, you'll be able to sing praises to the Lord and lift up the name of the Lord. I don't care what kind of trouble or problem or incident or whatever happened in your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you continue to seek the Lord and look to the Lord, he can work it out. And then you can be as David was. You could sing a new song unto the Lord. Praise God. And we thank God for this broadcast and how the Lord is blessing and sending his word, and prayers are going up. I tell you, if you need prayer, you can call in and praise God. You can get prayer,
yes,
and you can get the word of God. You can get encouragement, and the Lord can get you through whatever it is that you're going through. So as we get ready to prepare our hearts for word of God, for the word of God coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. Let us keep our minds focused and look for something of the Lord. Look for a blessing from the Lord, because he is yet in the blessing business. So right now, I present to you in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen to bring the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So happy to be on this broadcast one more time. I give honor to the Lord, honoring to whom honor is due. I thank God for the opening prayer and that scripture and those beautiful, encouraging words. And now we're going to get ready to go to the word of God. But let us pray before we get to the scriptures. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your name. Oh, Lord God, we call on you tonight to speak to us through your word. Lord, not our will, but let your will be done. Help us, oh God, to receive your word and to apply it to our hearts, to our lives every day. Oh, God, we believe you right now, and we take you at your word. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight, let us go to the word of God, and I'll be going to the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 4. And I also have a few other scriptures, Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verses 3 and 4. And I may add a few more scriptures on if it's the Lord's will. So let's start with Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 1, King James Version. The Bible reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Praise the Lord. I believe I'll stop right there at the third verse. Praise the Lord. Colossians, the 3rd chapter. Verse 3 reads, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And tonight, the thought I'd like to leave with you is, Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Romans, the 12th chapter, Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Rome. And he's reaching out to them. This word, beseech, means to humbly beg. And he's begging them humbly to present their bodies a living sacrifice. And this is to all the people of God, any believer in Christ. Anyone who desire to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, this word is to you. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. This is a prayer. It's a request, plea, crying out to the people to present themselves, present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. When we consider what Jesus has done for us, how he gave up his home in glory, and he came all the way down here and walked among sinful men on this earth, and then he laid down his life, he sacrificed his own life, so that we could escape the wrath to come, so that we could escape damnation, everlasting damnation. And he did this because of love. He came to save the world from sin. And this is not a large task for us. This is not something strenuous, but it's reasonable for us to present our bodies a living sacrifice. And yeah, the second verse is saying, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is a transformation from the old mind to the new mind, and having the mind of Christ, being changed, not fashioning ourselves after the world, but transformed, being changed, and becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ, being conformed to the will of God. Glory, hallelujah. And being transformed by the renewing of our mind, we have to take this new mind that the Lord gives us and receive from God what he has for each of our lives so that we can prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. And I want to bring in the third verse of how Apostle Paul began to speak the mysteries of God and revealing these things to the church. For I say through the grace given unto me, he knew that God had given him grace. He's saying this to every man that is among you, no matter who they are, where they are around you. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, because it's not about us. It's all about Jesus. And Jesus mm-hmm. is the one who paid the price for you and for me. We've been bought with a price, and we're no longer our own. So it is our reasonable service to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Praise the Lord, because this, and he mentioned in the third verse, how we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and having a new mind, we no longer think of ourselves more highly than we ought, but we begin to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due time. Hallelujah. But we ought to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. A measure of faith has been given to every man. Everyone who's born into the world is born with a certain measure of faith. We do with the faith that counts. Hallelujah. Some have learned how to use their faith. Others are still struggling and having doubt and unbelief. But that measure of faith is something that we build on. Hallelujah. We have to pray fast before God and deny ourselves, so that our faith can be strengthened and thereby being transformed, changed, being a new creature in Christ Jesus. Colossians, the third chapter, for ye are dead and your life in God. So our life is hid with Christ in God. And the fourth verse, when Christ, who is our life, this is the mystery that the world cannot perceive or even understand or grasp, that when we are transformed by the renewing of our mind and we are conformed to the will of God, we are changed, hallelujah. We are no more our own, but our life becomes Christ, and Christ becomes our life. When he shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. So God, he has this mystery that people are not perceiving or understanding. They don't have the insight. And this is where the struggle comes in. This is why people and to throw up hands and give up. This is why their faith is failing. Glory, hallelujah. Because they lack the understanding concerning the will of God. And if we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Then we can prove what is that good and acceptable and will of God. And that is, for when Christ comes, when he shall appear, we will also appear with him in glory. And that is the greatest reward of all. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to being with the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus is real. And also, Jesus talked to his disciples in the 14th chapter of St. John. And this is when he began to let them know about the things he had to suffer. But he had the time and encouraged them and let them know that they didn't have to let their hearts be troubled, because he has many mansions prepared for us, and that where he is, we can be there as well, because he promised not to leave us comfortless, but said he would send another comforter, talking about the Holy Ghost. And he mentioned in the 14th verse, if we ask anything in his name, he said, I will do it. St. John 14:14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And according to the measure of faith that God has given every one of us, we can have everything we need. We can have it. All we have to do is just ask the Lord. But use the faith that God has given us. And then he gave them a conditional statement. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The comforter, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost will abide with us forever. And Jesus referred to the Holy Ghost in the 17th verse, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. The world can't receive him, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. And that's where the mystery comes in, being transformed by the renewing of our mind. We can see the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. For he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. Verse 17, let me read it again. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. A lot of people are claiming to have the Holy Ghost. It's a lot of people claiming to have the Holy Ghost. They are not possessing the Holy Ghost. He's not dwelling in them. He's not in them. Praise the Lord. But everyone has the same opportunity. Everyone can have the Holy Ghost. But it takes faith to receive the Holy Ghost. It takes faith. God has given us the Holy Ghost freely. And anyone can have the Holy Ghost, but it's going to take faith. You have to believe God according to the Scripture. As Jesus promised, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Jesus is real. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that's in verse 26, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Praise God. Jesus is real. And all it takes is believing in the Lord. I'll say this and conclude. I was listening to someone talk about how they were an atheist and how they were completely against all Christians, all everything that had to do with the Bible or God. And in their line of what they do, they realize that the Bible is still the best-selling book of all. And they decided they wanted to find out about this book. Why is it the best-selling book of all time and still remains the time best-selling book? And he began to read the Word of God, and he learned about Jesus. And the Lord Jesus changed his life. And then he went and he began to testify and tell what God had done for him. After he had openly denied God, been like the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. He used to say the same thing. But when he started reading the Word of God, something happened. He was changed. He was transformed by the renewing of his mind. Hallelujah. God converted the man, defied him, and gave him the Holy Ghost. And he's a changed man. And now he tell other atheists that he used to believe just like them, and he was against everything that had to do with God. But God gave him a way to reach those, because he had experienced it. He had been through it, and he could relate with them. Therefore, he was able to minister to unbelievers and people who say, there is no God. I thank God for his word, because God is real, and he's always proving himself. And I encourage you to present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. And let God manifest himself in you. Let God prove himself through you. Again, it's not you. It's not about you. It's not about us. It's not about any of us down here. But it's all about God and his will, his glory. We want our lives to bring glory to our God. Hallelujah. So the measure of faith that God has dealt to every one of us, let us use that faith. If you find that your faith is not where you desire for it to be, work on it. Work on it and build that faith up. Keep on believing God. You just have to trust him no matter what, and hope against all hope. Against all odds, no matter how it looks, even if it's impossible. If you're looking at a brick wall, you must believe, you must trust God no matter what, and see when God manifests himself. He will do it just for you. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us turn our minds toward the throne of God. And anyone who want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, anyone who wants to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, open your heart right now and be sorry for the sins you've committed. Ask God to forgive you and to take away all of your sins. Be sincere in your heart. So sincere that you never want to sin against God anymore. Anyone whose faith is a little weak and you need the Lord to strengthen your faith, just reach out and believe God tonight.
and the Lord will do it for you. Hallelujah. Anyone sick in your body and you need to be healed of your infirmity, just believe God and he will do it for you. But let us pray the prayer of faith. Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And Lord, we believe you tonight, and we take you at your word. We believe we have the petitions that we've asked in this prayer, oh God.
Yes, Jesus, we believe.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we believe you for the saving of souls. Oh, God, we believe you tonight for healing. Lord, we believe you for miracles. We believe you, Lord, for increasing our faith, building our faith. Lord, we believe you. Hallelujah. And we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your touch. We thank you for your word. We thank you, hallelujah, for everything you've done, Lord, for what you're doing right now. We praise your holy name. And now, Lord God, we ask you to look on everyone who's on the prayer list, one by one, name by name. Touch, Lord, heal, deliver, make whole, work wonders, Lord. Answer prayers, oh God. Move in miraculous ways. Lord, we know you're able. Have your way, Lord God, and let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Everyone who is dealing with the bereavement, touch them, Lord. Comfort them. Console them, Lord God. Take them by the hand. Wrap your loving arms around them, oh Lord, and be close to them during this difficult time and take them through. Only you can do it, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. No one but you have the power to mend the broken heart, Lord. You have the power to ease the pain of the heart. Oh, my God, and you can take the pain away. Nobody but you, Lord. We believe right now, and we count it done, Lord, and we praise you, and we thank you, oh, God. We thank you for this prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done, Lord. My God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, everything that we desire, we may not have spoken, but you are aware. You know, Lord, the unspoken request. The silent prayer, Lord. You know about it, oh God. We ask that you will grant it according to your will. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Broadcast is in the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord and God for that anointed word of God and that prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen, and she was talking about Jesus is real. And Paul, he began to beseech us to do our reasonable service, and that is to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. And not just presenting our bodies at any kind of way as sacrifices, but we ought to present our bodies holy, acceptable. That's reasonable. And if we do this, there isn't anything else we can present ourselves to that covers it all. Because, like she said, Jesus, he's real. He gave up his life. We ought to do the same. And that's reasonable. That's something to think about. She says, I'm leaving a full service. Yeah, I enjoy the Word of God coming through her. I want to encourage her to keep on preaching Word of God and you know, open up the line to me, clergy on, to have remarks. But first, I'm going to do that, speak to them with me, Bill. And clergy, like I said, that might be on the line. You're certainly welcome, but God bless.
For the Word of God that came to Evangelist Hameen on tonight, the Word of God is right all by itself. We cannot be conformed to this world and please God, but we got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we have to present our bodies a living sacrifice unto the Lord. And this is the least that we could do. So this Word of God is good and it's right. And if we would receive it, God would prove himself. And you will find yourself blessed by taking the Word of God into your heart and receiving it. Thank God for his name. I mean, I want to encourage her to continue working on the wall. Praise God. Keep working on the building. But praise God. I thank the Lord for all things. And I'm asking that you pray for me. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for you, then, Ms. Maybell. Being faithful and just for the encouraging words, and thank God for the remarks coming to you as well. And any other clergy on the line? And if not, we're going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist. I mean, God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks, encouraging remarks coming through both Evangelist Khadijah and Evangelist May. And we just thank God for this broadcast tonight with all of our listeners. We thank you for your prayers and your support. And we ask you to continue to pray for us. And we thank God for all things. And I can say of a truth that my soul is blessed. I'm encouraged to keep doing the work of the Lord. And just realizing how real Jesus is and how that he is soon to come. And a lot of people are going to be caught off guard when the Lord appears.
Amen.
And they end up not appearing up there with him. Then they'll realize they don't have what they were supposed to have. But it's important that we know we have time right now to get it right with God. Praise the Lord. No excuses
Amen.
In that day.
None.
If you end up losing out with God, it's nobody's fault but your own. And so imagine seeing the saints being caught up in the rapture and appearing with Jesus and you being left behind. Nobody has to be left behind. But we all can be saved. Amen. I'm just thankful. I thank the Lord for the Word of God. I'm excited about God's Word. And I ask you to please keep me in your prayers because I really want to branch out and get the Word out to more people because this gospel of the kingdom needs to be preached as the Lord commanded us to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Praise God. So whatever way we can reach them, let's get out there and promulgate the gospel of Jesus Christ, God. And we just thank God for all things, and we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And I believe this is all for tonight. We have our Deacon's Day coming up. We ask you to pray for the deacons, and please keep praying for all of those who are dealing with the bereavement and all those who are on our prayer list. Anything else before we close out? If not, may God bless you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Forgive me. I meant to put Deacon Roger Tanner on our prayer list.
Oh, yes.
I did not call his name. Please forgive me. But we are praying for him. Amen.
He had a heart attack. Praying for him.
Yes. Amen. So let us pray a special prayer for our dear brother, Deacon Roger Tanner.
Amen.
Praise God. So this is all for tonight. May the Lord God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.